This is GQDN for July the 22nd, 2023. Brought to you by Audible and by patreon.com/thegroupquest and stackup.org. Today, we talk about Gotham Knights, Immortals Phoenix Rising, and Jackbox 9. But today, we start with an article from Kotaku. And in this report, EA Sports has decided to remove all Russian sides from FIFA 22. Now, this is issued statement to Eurogamer, and this is what EA Sports said. Quote, EA Sports stands in solidarity with Ukrainian people, and like so many voices across the world, of football calls for peace and an end to the invasion of Ukraine. In line with our partners at FIFA and UEFA, EA Sports will not include the Russian national team or Russian clubs in FIFA 23. So they have been removed from FIFA 22 and FIFA 23. That's the way that I'm taking it right now. Could be wrong, but it is definitely FIFA 23. So we shall see what happens with player reactions and other things. We'll see when Russia does return to the game. But for now, that is that. Now we go to IGN.com, and what they are saying is that Guerrilla has announced shutdown of servers for Killzone Shadowfall. And this is what Guerrilla had to say on Twitter. On 12 August 2022, online servers for Killzone Mercenary, Killzone Shadowfall, including Intercept Mode and Riggs Merchantside Combat League, will shut down. Online features, including online multiplayer modes, will cease on that date. Single player offline modes remain available. So, this has been just a long time coming, because back in November 2013, Killzone's website was retired and the game servers went down briefly back in 2020. So, you know, we'll see. We'll have to wait, see what's going on. And, you know, when the game does slow down, that's what happens. But there's a game that's speeding up. Destructoid gives us this report, and both LeBron James and Rick and Morty are coming to multiverses. So right now, LeBron James will be in the lineup on July 26th, and Rick and Morty will be there in season one. Okay, so LeBron James comes in 4 days, which I believe is next Wednesday? Next Tuesday, my bad. So yep, they'll be there. And Rick and Morty will be out in the first season when the game comes out. So Multiverses on Twitter said, what do LeBron and Rick and Morty have in common? They're both joining Multiverses. LeBron swings in July 26th, and Rick and Morty arrive season one. And they are at San Diego Comic-Con. And that's where they made their announcement. So there are some games being announced in Comic-Con, and I have no doubt that one of these games, at least being portrayed there, is The Last of Us Part 1 Remake, and this is coming to us via DualShockers. They did showcase some gameplay improvements. So Neil Druckmann, the co-president of Naughty Dog, said, quote, The Last of Us Part 1 on PS5 will feature a host of gameplay and presentation enhancements that will bring the game closer to its original vision. So I think that does leave people asking that wasn't part of your vision when it first came out. Well, I think what they're doing is they're making the visions match between Part 2 and Part 1. So we'll see what happens from there. Now we go from there to another Destructoid article, and Jackbox Party people, Jackbox Party Pack 9 is on its way. So what will this include? Well, it will have some new games to it called Quick Sort. That is a co-op trivia sorting game where players will have to sort a series of blocks in order thanks to the help of some little robots. Junktopia, storyline game where players are turned into frogs by an evil wizard and must earn their way back to the wizard's good graces by giving random objects. I'm using the backstories to increase their values. Rumorang, a role-playing game where players take on the role of game show contestants and must answer prompt and avoid elimination. Fibbage 4, the return of a classic where players must buff or bluff and get other players to believe their false answers. And Nonsensory, a laid-back game where players write, draw, and try to guess the silly things that their friends wrote and drew. Should be interesting. Now we go to PlayStationLifestyle.net. And what they're saying is the developers of Skull and Bones are not confident about the game. Now, what they said on Kotaku was, quote, "Despite a bevy of resource-gathering survival sim mechanics, they said each individual part of the game lacked depth." So if a game lacks depth, that's a bit of a powerful statement. And I think you would agree with that. Now we go to DualShockers.com, and Immortals Fenyx Rising will not release until 2025. And this sequel is rumored to be more of a spinoff, and not a sequel. So we shall see what happens when that comes out. But yeah, that is more of a puzzle game than what it is an action game, though there's some action to it. So we'll see what happens. We end today's show with PushSquare.com and the devs in San Diego Comic-Con said that Batman is really dead in Gotham Knights. So if that is the way that the storyline is, then what they are speculating and what they're telling people is there might be some other characters that will show up instead of Batman. The Joker will not, and I think that's pretty obvious. But what the thought is that Harley Quinn just might. And there might be a Riddler question mark that could be hidden somewhere in Gotham City. Well, I'm not going to be visiting Gotham City anytime soon. Neither is anyone from Group Quest or Dawn Forge. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2022. All rights are reserved. No show Saturday. Life happens. But we will see you again Monday. Till then, go play some games, people. And if you're out in Comic-Con, enjoy San Diego. It is quite nice this time of year. Bye.